It's time for another lap around the track with all the latest in motorsports interviews. Sometimes we get bent feelings, but we can't wait for the Bent Fender Podcast with your hosts, Nathan Conway and Wes Llewellyn.
Not a cloud in the sky. Well, some clouds in the sky, but it's an absolutely beautiful day here in Fairbury, Illinois. Standing here at the Fairbury American Legion Speedway for the Casey's General Store Modified Nationals. Tonight promises to be a gigantic night of racing. It's a $10,000 to win, so when a payout's big as that, then you can guarantee the pits are going to be full. There's going to be a ton of competitors here, a ton of people racing for the opportunity to snatch that check. On top of having the AMS show, you've also got the Mullins Race Engines Shootout Mod Non-Qual feature, which is $500 to win, and the UMP Dirt Late Model Special, which is $3,000 to win tonight. So Fairbury is it's a whole lot like Farmer City in the way that the track's set up. It is a fourth mile semi-bank dirt oval, so it promises to be an incredibly racy track. We've walked by and taken a look at it today, and it's a pretty fantastic track. The pits, like I said, are filling up. It's going to be a super huge show. There's an estimated 60 mods that are going to show up here tonight, so you can't really beat that as far as quantity of cars. We are excited to be here. We've been following the series. It's going to be a really big show. This is our third day of the 4 days in the land of Lincoln, and it's just going to be something else. Already made some pretty cool friends and new friends. Got to talk to some big names in the modified world, and all these guys here just continue to prove the point that it doesn't matter where you're racing or who you're racing with. It's just time to get out and be with your family and have a great time. So, you know, we couldn't do this without our family and our friends and our sponsors. So got to thank those real quick. We've got Lori Kimball with Home Realty Incorporated, Willie's Carbon Dino Shop, and High Octane Racewear and Apparel on the podcast. With the racing team, we've got Glenstone Construction, Martin's Towing, Chad's Barbershop, Mach 5 Race Cars and Parts, Fairview IT Management, who I would not be here without. So huge shout out and thank you to Gabriel Kirtley for the courtesy and the opportunity to do this weekend. Slingshot Media Group and Red Star Graphics. So we're going to see what we can do about grabbing some more interviews. Kind of standing over in NASCAR row. We've got Kenny Wallace still here. We've got David Strimme and Justin Haley. Going to see if I can step in and grab some time with Kenny today. They're busy working right now, so I don't want to take up their time, and we'll just see where we go from there. Got a lot of a huge field of cars to pick from, and we're just going to get out and grab some more cool interviews. So yeah.
Having trouble getting your business vehicle noticed?
Want your race machine to look sharp on and off the track?
Give Josh Taylor a call at High Octane Wraps and Apparel. They specialize in high quality vinyl graphics as well as full vehicle vinyl wraps. They can handle jobs of all sizes, whether you're racing go-kart all the way up to your semi-truck. With quick turnaround in design and install,
you can truly call today and look good tomorrow.
Give them a call at 270-929-2605 or stop by the shop at 2531 West 2nd Street in Owensboro.
Well, you can't have an AMS show without Kenny Wallace.
So, now.
So, Kenny, welcome to the show, man. We appreciate your time.
Thank you. Everybody loves Fairbury. It's the place to be, especially when they give us modifieds an opportunity, you know, to race for such good money all the way through the field. You know, pays $10,000 to win, but, you know, you go all the way down a 10th, 15th spot, you know, it's still fair money.
Well, I think, you know, the payout's a great thing. It's going to draw a lot of cars. But, I mean, when you have guys who this is a local track or guys traveling and they get to compete with the caliber of the drivers that will be here, I think that says a lot, too, and that draws a lot of people in.
I agree 100%. Plus, you know, I mean, everybody knows the history of Fairbury. It's all volunteer work.
Right.
Nobody gets paid. So that means everybody wants to be here.
Absolutely.
So I think that's most important. And I think that kind of, you know, ricochets throughout the United States. Everybody always says, what's the deal about Fairbury? It's like, well, nobody gets paid. It's all volunteer work. And they're like, man, that must be a great place to work. And, you know, that's one reason I enjoy going here, because I know everybody's all in.
Well, and you look at where the track's located in the town. It's right in the middle of the town. They're not pushing it out into the county anywhere where they're trying to hide it. So, I mean, the city loves their racing as well, and it's just historic, and you're right. You know, so we can't be more grateful for a track like this. As far as driving this track, what is it that you like about it so much?
It's a small bull ring that races really fair. You know, it's wide, so you know you can run around the top. You know, and then if you run around the bottom and you push moisture out into the middle under the cars, you can kind of pack the moisture down on the middle of the track, and you can go a handful of laps there too. So it's just a really fair, I mean, this is a bull ring.
Right.
But it's wide, and it's easy on equipment. You know, the one reason people might not go to a big track, because it could be hard on your motor.
Sure.
So this is the perfect size local racetrack that will draw a big car count.
And I think, you know, when you do have a wide track like that where you've got two and three wide, you know, people actually, you know, appreciate that a lot more than just single file driving. So it's easier for you guys to put on a show for the fans.
That along with, you know, you look at what the Curls have done, and of course the man that runs the fair board. If somebody was said, hey, you know, what should we do with our racetrack? I'd say, go visit Fairbury, Illinois. Make the track like that, and conduct yourself just like the owners and the volunteer people do. I would just copy this place.
Absolutely. I mean, you can't say enough about it. So,
we bragged on it enough. Let's talk racing.
Let's talk about Kenny Wallace for a minute.
No, not about me. Let's just, you know, Ross Chastain. This kid gets, listen to this. So this has to do with local racing. You know how we all, you know, the deal with the local racing or any type of racing, people always assume that the other competitor has something
right. That
makes them faster. You know, all drivers believe that we're all the same. That you have to have that. You have to think like that. And so we always think, you know, somebody's got something that I don't have. And if I had that, I could outrun them.
Sure.
So in the NASCAR world today, it was pretty cool. Wouldn't you know, listen to that. We're at the racetrack.
We are.
Ross Chastain goes to Darlington for the Xfinity race.
Right.
Gets this rare chance to get in one of Chip Ganassi's Xfinity cars and sets it on the pole. It has ricocheted all throughout social media. Dale Earnhardt Jr., Jimmy Johnson, everybody is talking about, you know, that's cool to see, because a driver that has been running subpar equipment for all these years gets in a good car and makes the most out of it.
Right.
So that, you know, that's something nice to talk about. You know, sometimes we see that in this sport where somebody struggles along, doesn't complain about it, doesn't, you know, bitch or moan that, you know, I don't have a motor like Mike Harrison or Mike McKinney. And, you know, so it gives everybody hope.
Sure.
You know, and so, yeah, I think that's a shot in the arm for local racers now. Is what happened down at Darlington. Ross Chastain getting in a great piece of equipment and starting first.
Right.
He won the pole.
Absolutely.
That's a pretty cool story for all the locals.
So, you know, we are talking about local racing and everything, and you do have a lot of stories that come out that aren't the most positive. Recently I was doing an interview down at Cedar Ridge Speedway
yep. In
Morgantown, Kentucky, and I stepped up to he was just one of the stock car drivers, and I don't say that he was just one of. I mean, he was
right. A
stock car driver, and he said, man, why do you want to interview me? He said, I'm just a mid-pack guy.
I'm listening.
And I said, because you're here every week, because you're putting in your time, because you're doing this thing, and you're trying to help make this sport as best as you can.
Right.
And I think sometimes we just forget while we're doing this, and you actually made a statement not too long ago on Facebook where you said, you know, man, it doesn't matter what you're doing as long as you're racing.
That's it.
And we here at our podcast, that's kind of become our mantra. And we echo that, you know, as often as we can, because I think we overthink this and forget about that.
I'm surprised. You know, so so let's just be real. If you go to my official Facebook page,
yes, sir,
Kenny Wallace official page, 240 something thousand followers.
Right.
Then my private page is 5,000. So 247,000 followers. Every once in a while, you'll get one or two people.
Sure.
And they'll go, Kenny Wallace, you made all that money in NASCAR. You should be running the super late models. I'm like, no. I started in super late models, won the Prelude to the Dream in 05, went down, won Cleveland, Tennessee, against Ray Cook. And then I said, these things are too expensive.
Right.
So I run the modifieds because that fits my pocketbook best. I try to challenge other racers to race the division they can afford.
Sure.
You know, listen, Kenny Schrader told me, and I agree with him, money's been an issue in racing for 50 years. You know, years ago you had the magnesium rear ends, the humper tires. Racing has always cost too much.
Right.
Always has, in one way or the other. What I find, though, is people try to stay in a division that brings not them down, but their whole family down. People mortgaging homes so they can get a new modified motor. Hell, I was going to build a B-Mod last year. And then from what I learned is that if I would have won one B-Mod feature, I'd have got annihilated because there's this theory that I'm too good. I tell everybody, run the series we can't afford.
Sure.
Not the series your ego tells you to run. And you know, I really think that's why around the St. Louis area, the B-Mods have saved racing. I'm telling you, I'm looking you right in the face right now. 35 to 36 B-Mods every night at Granite, every Friday night, and at Peebly. Okay? And 25 A-Mods.
Right.
So on a Saturday night at Peebly, 22 to 25 A-Mods and 35 B-Mods. That B-Mod class, whether they cheat, don't cheat, it's not the story. The story is that there's a lot of cars in there because they can afford the motor. So, the local racer is a beautiful person. And if they would just understand that we're not making a living doing this. We're not going to the NASCAR Cup Series. This is our hobby. It's like deer hunting. It's like fishing. That's my message. And I wanted to tell you why I run a modified. Because I cannot afford a super late model. And the thing about it is, if you get a super late model and you win everything, people don't give a shit anyway. They really don't.
That's true.
I mean, they really don't. That's just true. Like you won a super late model race, and then that's the end of it, you know?
Right. So, I mean, you have a ton of history. You know, you've been around.
My family, yep.
You've been around for a while, and people.
I'm 55 years old.
55 years young?
Young, I like that. Is that the thing? You're right. Yes, you're right. That's what I would usually say.
So, you run a Toyota engine.
Always have for the last 7 years. It amazes me.
So that's a bit different than what everybody else runs. Is there a specific reason you chose to go with Toyota?
You know, I'm going to tell you the truth. A hand on the Bible and on my wife and my children. At the end of my NASCAR career, I started driving for Robbie Benton, RAB. And he had Toyotas. And I was like, okay, I'm driving a Toyota. I never really thought a lot about the automaker. I just wanted to race.
Right.
So I was, you know me, I get to hooting and holler. You know, I was born hyperactive. Got ADD. I got Tourette's. I'm all messed up. But I give motivational speeches.
Sure.
My job in life is to make people feel good about themselves because so many people get depressed. And it's always, oh, man, somebody's got some. I need money. It's life. So I'm giving this big motivational speech behind the Bristol Motor Speedway at the Toyota Hospitality. About a week later, I get this message that the president of marketing, Ed Laukes, and I'm giving you names because this is how true the story is.
Right.
Lee White says, hey, I need to talk to you. Everybody's telling me Lee White wants to talk to you. So I'm like, all right. Lee White at the time, he's the liaison. He's the guy that, you know, talked to all the NASCAR teams. He was the boss.
Right.
So I go meet with Ed Laukes at Richmond. And he goes, you know what I want to talk to you? I'm like, no. He goes, man, you're incredible. He says, you can really get a crowd going. He says, I was in the crowd at Bristol. I said, oh, my God. If I'd have known you was there, I wouldn't have been so crazy. He goes, no, man, don't change. He says, you are incredible. And he said, we'd like to create a personal services contract with you where you give speeches, you go out to, you know, California, and you give pace car rides for the Toyota Long Beach Grand Prix, home of the IndyCar race there.
Right.
And I said, okay, awesome. I said, well, let's do it. And at the end, he goes, you have any other ideas? It was at that moment I looked at him. I said, put a motor in my dirt car. He looks at me, and he goes, you know what? That's funny you say that, Kenny, because we were going to build a tractor trailer as a support truck. I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, well, we'd take a tractor trailer and we'd put Toyota on the side of it. We'd put a heliarcher in there, a welder, fabrication materials, and we would go to as many races as we could. And he says, just, it just never got it up off the ground.
Right.
So this motor that you're looking at, once again, my hand on a Bible, that motor's 17 years old. That is what they call a Phase 9 motor. That's the original motor Toyota created. It was a 356 cubic inch. You can buy them right now down in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, from a company called Golden Shamrock. Triad shut down. Quick story there, but that's another story. It's no big thing. People are afraid of these motors.
Right.
You know what's funny? Listen to this. People come up and go, oh, my God, the distributor's in the front. I'm like, have you ever been to any NASCAR race lately? Ford, Chevrolet, Toyota, all the distributors are in the front. All of them now. So, see, we're still, you know, we only know what we know.
Sure.
But when you get out in the world a little bit, all the distributors now for NASCAR motors are all in the front. It's a better design.
Right.
It's just, you know, sometimes we got to swallow our pride. You know, I know we got Chevrolet and Ford, and I don't care, you know, to go, oh, my motor's better because my distributor's in the back. That's old school thinking.
Right.
All distributors are in the front now. So it's the first thing people do. You know, I mean, when you looked at Kid Rocket, when he drove for his dad, Josh Richards, they ran a Ford motor, distributors in the front. So it's simple. I've been running this motor since 2013.
And looking at the motor, it's a sharp-looking motor. It's super clean.
You know, well, we wash our cars.
No, you guys take amazing care of your equipment, and you know it just goes to prove how much it is, how important it is for preparation and keeping your hands on everything, you know, all the time.
So there's another story. So if you go look at Brian Shirley's post on Facebook, everybody in Central Illinois knows that Brian Shirley is a neat freak. So he says on one of his latest Facebook posts, he goes, "I was tired. I was about done, and my dad showed up." And his dad grabbed the pressure washer and started cleaning. So here's the deal about equipment. I don't care who you are. In other words, here's the deal. I'm a freak. I like shit clean. You understand? I brush my teeth every morning.
Sir.
I put deodorant on.
Yes, sir.
Okay? My home is clean. It's a disease. There's dirty people. And it's, I'm not condemning anybody.
Right.
The bottom line is I keep my stuff clean because it's a disease. I put on new lock nuts if the lock nuts are wore out. I go down to Fastenal and I buy 12 of them. I spend $6, okay?
Right.
I got a pressure washer. Just because my stuff looks good doesn't mean I have money.
Right.
And that is true, I do have money, but that's for my family. That's for my children.
Sure.
I give my money to my family. I don't put my, you know, it's not that I spend a lot of money on my race car. I clean it all the time. I lubricate it. See what I mean? One thing my brother Rusty taught me years ago, Herman, it don't cost any money to look good.
Sure.
Sandblast your old jack stands and paint them. Make you look good. You know what I mean? You know, sometimes people are lazy. Their stuff looks horrible and they're like, I ain't got no money. I'm like, man, it's metal. Your jack stands are metal. Sandblast them, paint them. You'll look like $1 million.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, we pressure wash our car just like Brian Shirley does. Just like Shannon Babb does. You see what I'm saying?
Sure.
It depends. You know, and we all work, okay? We all go into the garage at 7 at night. We go to work. We come home. We eat dinner with our family. We go out to the garage 7, 8 o'clock. We work 2 hours Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, and 2, 4, 6, 8. We got 8 hours in the car, and then we do it all over again.
Right.
So, it's just up to each individual. You know, a 4x8 sheet of aluminum, I'm going to give you a high-end price. I'm going to give you $75. Everybody buys it right now all day long in bulk, $55, $60.
Right.
If you're paying more than that, you're paying too much, and that's your issue. See what I mean?
Sure.
If you're paying more than that, then you're getting screwed. You should be able to buy a 4x8 sheet of aluminum for $55 to $60. Rusty Griffall comes all around St. Louis and goes, Herm, you want some aluminum? I go, yeah. Mike Harrison goes, yeah. And then we buy a whole bunch of it. We all get together and we buy it. And then if I bang a door in, you just put a door on.
Right.
It ain't that it costs a lot of money. See what I'm saying? So, and if you don't have time to do all these things, then you maybe racing's too hard for you.
Sure.
You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And we were just Josh Harris and his crew were cleaning the car, washing it here at the track,
right,
putting their hands on every bolt, and they found a crack.
Right.
They found a crack on a lower, and they didn't know that it was there.
Right.
So, you know, that's being meticulous, making sure that things are clean, touching every bolt, every race. You know, that's how important that is. Yeah.
I think that you know, you brought this conversation up. You know, just our whole conversation is about love of the sport.
Sure.
We've talked all about this racetrack at Fairbury. Why does it do go good? Because people work free. It's a volunteer. Okay, that's the racetrack.
Right.
Now we went to the race car, and we talked about Ross Chastain, you know, a driver that has been in subpar equipment his whole life, got a break, ran good. We got a driver like that on the local level in St. Louis right now, Trey Harris.
Mm-hmm.
Trey Harris won all the B-Mod races. And then Gary Bentley, Shea Bentley, A1 Towing. Rick Knoyer said, hey, I'm going to go do something different. Trey Harris has now got himself an A-Mod ride.
Right.
Just driving a car, no money. Just driving a car. Doesn't have to pay any money. So these are stories. And I got to tell you, this sport's hard.
It is.
You know, a lot of people want to look at just the people. I mean, I hear stories all the time about Mike Harrison, how he used to run in the bomber class. And sometimes we want to talk about right now when really the conversation is how the hell did Mike Harrison get here, right?
Right.
So those are the stories, not right this second, you know.
Sure. Well, you know, I can't, you know, thank you enough for taking your time out of your busy day.
I appreciate you stopping by.
You know, we're not local to here. We're just a small podcast out of Western Kentucky.
Beautiful.
You know, Windy Hollow Speedway and Cedar Ridge Speedway
I've been to both of them.
They're our local tracks, and we learned a long time ago that this thing we're doing here with this podcast isn't about self-promotion. It's your show.
It's fun, ain't it?
It is, but it's about you. It's about you as a driver. It's about you as a person, because they may know your car, they may know your history, but you might have something, you know, that to tell them that they don't know. So
we're all in this together, man.
We are. It's a family, and it's a fantastic time.
I've been preaching that for 2 years. We are all in this together.
Yes, sir. It's you just get to meet so many cool people, and have, you know, this has been a great experience for me. So I'm gonna shut up and let you get back to doing your business.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. Appreciate Thanks.
It. All right. It's still a beautiful day here at Fairbury, and I'm standing here with Ray Bollinger, driver of the number 77 machine. Ray, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you. Nice to have you. Nice to be on here.
So we're traveling with the AMS series, and tonight we've got a really big race. You know, 10,000 to win, promising to see a huge field of cars. What is it about this track and this series, do you think, aside from the payout, that draws the car count like it does?
It seems like, you know, the Fairbury American Legion Speedway just has a whole community support, you know, of the whole town. They all come together. You see them all dump out of their houses and come on down to support the track, and it's just a different type of atmosphere here. And then you got the money too, but the field, the competition of cars here is just, it's insane. So you just got to be up on the wheel here, and you can't let anything slack off here.
Well, I've heard an estimated count of looks like 60 or more cars here tonight. So I think if you're looking for some competition and running with the best of the best, you're absolutely going to find them here. Do you feel like while there's nothing wrong with running local, running races like this with these huge drivers from all over the country, you think that's something that helps benefit, you know, the sport?
Oh yes, most definitely. You know, I mean, especially helps us. You know, it keeps you on the top of your game. Not saying that there's not that type of competition at every track, but when you have the best of the best all showing but one place, you can be off just a smidge and be clear at the back. So you just have to try everything you got. You have to double check everything, make sure you're on your game when you're around here.
So Fairbury American Legion Speedway, it's a bull ring. You know, it's a small, tight, you know, track. What is it that you like driving here the best?
Up on the cushion, you know, you're up on the wheel there. Just the slide jobs, the crisscrossing action. The fans surely seem to get into it here too. You know, afterwards they always come back and in the pits, and it's always a good party back here. And you know, they always come out and support you. So it's just, I don't know, it's just an exceptional place, really.
What type of track surface do you feel suits your driving style the best?
I mean, I definitely like clean, slick track. You know, not much of a dusty slick, but clean slick. I do like running on the cushion. It seems like that's why my right rear quarter panel is always tore off. But
well, I mean, sometimes the wall is a little close sometimes.
Yeah.
So we just have to move them, you know, so we get more room.
Yeah, I make them bigger all over the place.
Get another line out there, so drive even higher up.
That's right.
How's your season so far been?
I think we got 16 feature wins. We're off a little bit from last year. I think last year we had 26, but, you know, we still got time to make it up. You know, still got another good month of racing. A lot of big shows coming up, so I hope to finish it out stronger than it was last year. But all in all, we're happy with how it's all been.
You just going to continue following the AMS series for the rest of the season?
I'll probably just do this weekend here, and then I'll probably just stick to like the local. There's a lot of big shows coming up. Peoria's got a race coming up here pretty soon. I think 14th, 15th, I'll hit that.
Right on.
We're kind of stuck at home right now. My son's playing football, so it's kind of hard to walk away on a Friday night. But
well, family's important. You know, we do this for our families, and the racing community as a whole is a family. So, you know, if anybody gets it, you know, we do.
Yeah.
Number 77, is there anything special about that number to you?
When I was a young kid, I grew up next to a guy that was racing street stock, and it's kind of my hero. So once I seen that number, I always knew when I grew up that's what it was going to be, and that's kind of how it always came out to be, I guess.
That's a pretty cool story. Tons of stickers on the car. Tell us about who makes this possible for you.
Mainly my wife. You know, I know I got a lot of sponsors out there. Most of them are just plain friends. I wouldn't even call them sponsors. You know, they step forward when they need to, and I really wouldn't want to name any of them, but they're all just special to me.
Well, if you see Ray's car and you see a sponsor on there, go out and support them. You know, show them some love. You know, make sure we prove to them that we're there and we're supporting them. So if they want to find you on social media, where can they do that?
Bollinger Racing 77 on Facebook.
Awesome, sir. Well, we appreciate your time, and we'll let you get out there and do some good tonight.
Yep, thank you. See y'all later.
For most of us, our lives revolve around our computers. From banking and paying your bills to organizing and storing your photos,
you need your computer to just work.
If computer problems are driving you crazy, call Fairview IT Management at 270-228-4339, and they can get you back on track with one phone call. You can also find Fairview IT Management online at www.fairviewitm.com.
All right, we've stepped into the pit of Scott Walker. Scott, welcome to the show, man.
Yeah, it's fun to be here. We're actually down from the Quad City area. Dan Warner, my coroner here, he's called about a month ago and said, hey, come down and play at the mod down here in the UMP stuff. So we're excited to be here.
It proves to be a pretty big show tonight. You know, payouts pretty big. We've heard an estimated car count of at least 60. So it looks like you guys are going to have a good show.
Yeah, I mean, these $10,000 win shows, they draw in the best of the best. And down here in this area, there's some big, hot names that's showing up at this deal, you know, as you walk around the pit area. And it's just so cool to get involved in this thing and run with these guys. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, and you look at the history and the support that comes from the city of Fairbury. And, you know, the people here love this sport and they support it. You know, and we hear time and time again how this track is just prospering because it's just got so much, you know, love from the fans and everybody.
Yeah, it's, you know, and actually I've actually never raced here before, but there is a lot of history here. And there was a thing on Facebook during the week that people were sharing about the history of Fairbury, and it kind of dropped down, and some guys got involved and brought it back up, and they were showing the improvements they made, and it really shows. I mean, to walk around the pit area this weekend, this is a big deal for this town.
Oh, absolutely, for sure. So first time running here?
Yep.
So I would ask you what you like about running here, but I guess I'll ask you after the race.
There you go. Yeah, we're pretty used to quarter mile, 3/8 stuff. That's about what we run back home. And so we're kind of used to this environment, kind of rough and tumble, get in there and get her done type of stuff. You know, we do a little bit of half mile stuff, but I mean, all the bigger shows are going to 3/8, so we're having a lot of fun with this.
Well, it's a bull ring of a track. You know, it's got some good width to it, so hopefully we're going to see some 2 and 3 wide, you know, and just some great passing and stuff tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of cars. I mean, there'll be, you know, 10-car heat races, so it'll be definitely good for the fans, good for the community to watch this deal. That's going to be fun.
What type of drag surface do you feel suits your driving style the best?
You know, I'm a dry slick guy. You know, when it's mud early, it's a lot of fun. You can hammer down, but the technology and getting the car tuned into dry slick stuff and making it work is pretty much where the money's at nowadays.
Awesome. So. How's your season been treating you so far?
Not bad. We picked up 2 wins back home. We haven't run a whole bunch. We ended up selling a car and picking up another one, and we threw it together. So that kind of took a little bit of time, but it's paid off for us. So we're
awesome.
We're busy this
awesome.
Year for sure.
Yeah, it seems like it. What's on tap for the rest of the season for you?
Well, actually, with this deal here, we're running this deal, and we're going to come back in September and run the Mod Mania down in Granite City. And then back home, we've actually got a master built. We're putting together for some fall specials back there. So the Yankee back home got canceled this weekend, so we're going to catch up with that. And then that $50,000 to win show in Farley, we're going to hit that in September. So we got a busy September and early October playing.
Absolutely nothing wrong with the $50,000 to win at all.
Yeah.
We have the car owner standing here with us.
Yep.
We have a ton of sponsors on this car. So tell us about those and who makes this happen.
Well, Shane Wilson, my friend from Wilson Auto and Truck in Muscoota, without him, we wouldn't be doing this. He supplies me with a place to work on the car and just about anything that I ask for, he can supply for me. AggressiveGraphics.com, they do a fantastic job putting together wonderful, the paint scheme on this car. I love it. I just gave them a couple ideas on how I'd like it, and they came up with this first time deal, and I loved it. DTHS, that's my business, and I figured I might as well support myself too.
Oh, for sure, for sure. So the number 29W.
Mm-hmm.
What's special about that number?
Well, what's special about that number is actually Shane Wilson, again, my friend. He used to run quite a few years ago, and his number was 20. And when I used to run, my number was 9. So I told him, I said, I want to shake it up a little bit when we put this car together. I said, I'm going to change it over to 29W because his last name is Wilson, mine's Werner.
Well, there you go. That's a fantastic combining of forces.
Yeah.
If they want to find you guys on social media, where can they do that at?
Well, you can find me at Facebook at, Dan Werner. I'm out of the St. Louis area. They can also, my business and everything's on there. Don't do a lot of Twitter or anything like that. I'm getting too old for that stuff, but maybe I ought to start doing some of that.
Yeah, and with us, it's Walker Motorsports around the area. We blog all of our weekends and all the happenings and stuff because it was always good for the sponsors. If they can't make it to the show,
absolutely,
they can come in and see what happens, some clips of the race and kind of finishes. So it's good for them even when they're not there.
Well, with our podcast, we're huge on sponsors. We know that we can't really do this without them. So we want to make sure that anytime we have an opportunity to make them shine, we do so because we want to keep this sport, going. And we just thank them for everything they do. So.
Without the fans, without the sponsors, you look around the pits, you look at the haulers, you look at the people. Obviously, without the sponsors and fans, we couldn't do this, the stuff that we love to do.
Absolutely. Well, guys, hope you get out there tonight and grab a win maybe. Take that $10,000 home. And if you don't, then just have fun.
Yep. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely, guys. So appreciate your time.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
Getting closer and closer to hot laps. The pits are filling up even more. Huge car count here, and I've stepped in with Matt Mitchell. Matt, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
So AMS show this weekend. Tonight, 10,000 to win. Huge field of cars. What is it about the AMS series or, this weekend that you think draws this amount of people aside from the money?
Just the competition, the level of people that are here. Fairbury puts on one of the best racetracks, best facilities I've been to. It's just a great place to be here and to race with all these guys.
Well, we hear time and time again about the history and the heritage of Fairbury and how much the city loves this sport. And it's a cool thing to see how everyone comes out to support it, where in a lot of other areas you don't get that so much.
No, and that's the great thing. That's what brings us here is just the fans from all around town that put their time in and all their effort in, donated time through the Legion and everything else, and this whole town to wrap their hands around this racetrack and support it like this is just unbelievable. And it'll take us probably an hour to 45 minutes before we even think about loading up, just because once they release all the fans from the grandstands to come down here, that you don't know them from Adam, but they treat you like you're next of kin and family. So and that's what the great part about Fairbury is.
And that's, you can't beat that at all. So what is it, about the track itself? What is it that you like racing here?
I watch my dad. I'm second generation driver. I watch my dad turn lap after lap after lap in late models and super late models back in the day. And then to finally be able to come back here and do it on my own, it's just really cool. And to follow in his footsteps in this stuff is pretty awesome.
Well, we hear, and we know that racing is a huge family. And to be able to carry on that legacy, from your dad, You know, we see in our area, we have a lot of third and fourth generation racers. So it's just a really cool thing to be able to pass down, you know, and it's a great sport. And, you know, we all love being here, so can't beat that at all. What kind of track surface do you think suits your driving style the best?
I'm more of a slow and slick kind of guy myself, and then it's just totally different to come to here where it's just hammer down wide open around the wall and just ripping a lap as fast as you can. So I've kind of struggled here, but I've wanted to get better at that stuff to kind of have a more of a versatile driving style, but I'm starting to become really like this place.
No, it's a great track. You know, we went up and took a look at it a little while ago, and it already looks, you know, like they're doing a lot of work to it to give us the best possible racing service for tonight. So again, you know, kudos to the staff and everything, the volunteers at Fairbury for doing that. Tell us how your season's been so far.
Our season's been pretty decent, actually. We've run 26 nights or so. We shook down a brand new Diamond Select from Ryan Thomas. We ended up second in points at Plymouth. We're from Indiana, so we stay more northern Indiana stuff. Like I said, we ended up second at Plymouth and in their points deal. Kind of stayed around the top five, top 10 most of the year. A good consistent season so far. We're just trying to work some more bugs out of this thing.
Awesome. So what's on tap for the rest of your season?
I'm unsure yet. We're probably just going to start hitting and missing the big shows. I do want to finish up the couple races at Kankakee Speedway for their points season, and then just kind of hitting the bigger money shows towards the end of the year close to home that we've got over in Indiana, and trying to stay away from the cold weather as much as we can.
Oh yeah, that's that troubles you guys up there much more than it does us, you know, further south. So, you know, I guess that is a thing.
Yeah, we get cabin fever about January. Ready to go racing again.
And then
you get ready to go, and they have their schedules out, and you start in the end of March, and you go outside to go load the car up, and you're loading the car up in 6 inches of snow, and trying to go find someplace warm down south to race.
So you standing here looking at your car. It's a good looking car. It's the number 2M. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
What's special about that number for you?
That's my dad's number, and actually this year is between my dad and I. I started in 2000 racing go-karts, and from then on I went from mini sprints to the modified stuff, and he raced from 1978, and so this is a little bit of a throwback scheme to his 40 years of racing together between us. It's a father and son sport. Used to be with me, all three of us, my grandpa and stuff. Just a good whole family racing deal, and this is kind of a tribute to what his cars used to look like with a little bit of new age kick to it.
No, it's a good looking car. The paint scheme, or the wrap scheme, is really cool. You know, we don't paint cars much anymore. You've got a ton of sponsors on here. Tell us about them.
First and foremost, GRG Auto Repair up in Rensselaer. Car service center. Great guy. Really good, knowledgeable guy, and good staff that he's got with him. Hogue Engines builds some of the best power I've ever had. Napa Auto Parts there in Monticello, great family friends, always treats you right. Good small town, wholesome group of people there. Diamond Race Cars, Ryan Thomas, like I said, builds an exceptional piece. Poor Boys Concrete, they're a local concrete company out of Lafayette, where we're from.
I think Dad's throwing another sponsor out there to you.
Yeah, I was getting there. Heritage Classic Construction out of Lafayette, too. Does a lot of remodels and paint work. The guys are great guys to have with us, and we really appreciate all their support.
I think we might have covered all the stickers.
I think we got all the stickers.
I think we got them.
But most importantly, my dad. My dad's just been my backbone in this. And like I said, to follow in his footsteps and him busting his butt every week on the car, and him and I to getting this together and just going out and having fun, just
awesome,
having a great time doing it.
And it's cool, you're even showing, you know, support for him. You got a thanks dad, you know, sticker on the bar here, and it's cool. So if they want to find you on social media, where can they do that at?
I'm not really much of a social media guy. I've got a Mitchell Motorsports page on Facebook, and then just my personal account on Facebook that I have, but I'm not really much with social media, trying to juggle my two boys that are 4 and 1. They kind of keep you busy.
It would seem that way, you know. Young boys will do that. So well, Matt, we appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to talk to us, and hopefully you get out there tonight and have some fun and get some more laps turned.
that's what it's all about, is turning laps and having fun. And I hope, just hope if we make the big show tonight, that's just that's like a win to us anyway.
So, oh, for sure.
And that's what I want to do. And any time you get to spend with my dad is second to none anyway. So
absolutely. Well, sir, we appreciate it. And we'll catch you on the other side.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, we're getting closer to hot laps. It's still a beautiful day. There was a threat of some weather earlier, and it looks like it might go away from us. Standing here now with Alan Weiser. Alan, welcome to the show, man.
Nice to meet you. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful day here, and see what we can do here tonight. We're going to race the late model and the modified, and see how we can stack up against the best in the country here tonight.
Well, we've got a big show tonight for the modifieds. You know, 10,000 to win.
Yep.
Estimated. They're guessing, you know, maybe around 60 cars or more. Mm-hmm. So what is it about a series like this, aside from the payout, that you think draws, you know, people from all over the country to want to represent and race here?
Well, one of the things mainly is just this track. It's awesome, and just the atmosphere, everything about this track's awesome. Just from the Prairie Dirt Classic to this race, they just put on so many good races throughout the year. So I think that's kind of one of the reasons why everybody likes to come up here. And just plus there's awesome competition in Illinois, so I think that's part of the reasons.
Absolutely. So what is it about Fairbury that you like running here? What is it about this track?
It's close to home, and I like quarter mile smaller tracks. That's what we used to run and on, so I'm pretty good here in Farmer City, and they're pretty similar tracks. So
what type of surface do you feel suits your driving style the best?
I used to think slick, but I don't know, after running the late model, we're pretty good in the hammer down now too, so I don't know, I like both.
Awesome. How's your season been treating you so far?
It's been pretty good. We've had some up and downs. We just got this Lethal chassis probably 15, 20 nights ago, and ever since we've got it, we've been doing really good, so we're happy with it.
It's a sharp looking car.
Yeah,
you know, Lethal chassis does amazing work. You know, you see them, you know, they're representing here big time.
Yeah.
So can't beat that at all.
No. I could just definitely got to thank David Stremme and everything he's done for us, and he's definitely helped out a lot.
Absolutely. So you're the 25W. What's special about that number to you?
It was my dad's number growing up racing, and it's always been my number. It's actually my dad and my grandpa's birthday, so that's kind of how we got about the number.
Well, we talk all the time about how racing is a family, and there's nothing more evident about that than being able to represent your family and carry on those traditions. So we absolutely think that's, you know, one of the coolest things about it.
Yeah, it definitely is, and racing's definitely a family deal, no matter how you look at it. So
right on. So a ton of sponsors here on the car. Who helps you get this thing around the track?
I definitely couldn't do it without my dad. We do the A&A air conditioning and heating. That's my main sponsor. And then we got Apex Roofing, DCS Rental and Equipment, Zane's Automotive Service, Sputz Race Motors, Lethal Chassis.
Awesome. So if they want to find you on social media, where can they do that?
We have a Facebook page, Weiser Racing 25W. I'm not real big into the social deal, but I have my buddy does a lot of that for me, and maybe we'll get a Twitter page or something one of these days.
Well, I mean, just keep up with
yeah.
Let all your fans keep up with you and everything. So it's always a cool deal. So Alan, we appreciate you taking time out of your busy day. You were cutting tires when we walked up, so I'll let you get back to it, man.
All right, thank you,
appreciate it. All right, we're here with Mark Anderson. Mark, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you, buddy, I appreciate it. We left about 9:30 last night. We wasn't even planning on coming here at all. And I don't know, on a whim, we decided to. We came over last night. So.
Well, a 10,000 to win show, you know, not a bad deal to come out to. So, you know, we're glad you're here. And, you know, I hope you can, you know, get out there and knock some of that out.
Yeah, we got fall nationals at my home track at Spoon River tomorrow night. That's why we were kind of leaning towards not coming. But I felt like I got ahead of transfer spot in the Prairie Dirt Classic. We were leading the B-Main and got taken out, and I feel like I have something to prove.
Well, I mean, sometimes what it takes is what it takes. So have you run much here at Fairbury?
No, not. This is only the second time I've ever been here, actually. I've raced about every track in Illinois, and for one reason or another, I just never ended up here. I don't even live that far away. It's a shame that it's 20 years, and it's only the second time I've been here.
Well, we hear a lot of great things about this track. It seems to be super racy. You know, it's a boring style track, so hopefully there's going to be some good 2 and 3 wide action tonight.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. Like I said, I've been racing 20 years, and this place is about as up on the wheel, harder racing as it gets, honestly.
What type of track surface do you feel suits your driving style the best?
Yeah, I'm running CT 525, so the wide open hammer down stuff, my car is good in it, but I don't have quite the power to run with some of these guys. So as soon as it starts slicking off, I start pedaling it, then I know everybody else is too, and I feel like that's where we take advantage of it.
Yeah, I mean, how's your season been so far for you, though?
Like I said, we got a brand new lethal car that we didn't get till late May, early June. And so we didn't even start to them. We've only ran about 11, 12 nights. We've got one win at Spoon River, basically been in the top three, with the exception of two things, and actually both of them I was leading the race and got taken out by a lap car.
Well, we have that lap cars are a bane to most everybody's existence, in, you know, so either get up or get down, one of the two, you know, just get out of the way.
Yeah, and I'll be honest with you, the one it was a shame is my dad's memorial race at Spoon River, and I was checked out about a straightaway, and I come up on a lap car, and be honest with you, he held his line, and I probably just waited a half a lap too long to move down to pass him, and he kind of screwed up getting into one, and in turn I did too.
Well, I think as long as we're learning and continuing to better ourselves behind the wheel, that's the most important thing. So tell us about your number. You know, is there something special about your number for you?
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons, but main thing was, you know, when I was, I don't know, in high school, my football number was 31. I was born at 131. Hey, there's a lot of different things that played into that, but I've had that number from day one. Like I said, I started racing in 98. So just always stuck with us.
Well, we hear a lot of superstition about racers not wanting to change numbers and things like that.
That's for sure. I always looked at it like this. If 13's unlucky, 31's got to be lucky.
There you go. Just flip it around and make it your own. Tell us about your sponsors and who helps you get to where you're at.
You know, I'll be honest. I've got some pretty good sponsors, but I have an anonymous guy that came to me this year and gave me the opportunity. Like I said, you know, I can't afford to run, be honest with you, what we got. But thank goodness for him. He gave me a best of the best equipment as far as the car goes and gave me an opportunity to be able to run, get back in a modified. I was in E-Mod, back in B-Mods for about 7 years. We won a national championship in the UMP B-Mods. But he gave me the opportunity to get back in his modified. I'm very grateful for it. But, you know, be honest, my two main crew guys, all my crew, they're the ones that keep me going. Like I said, I've been raised 20 years. I was pretty burnt out the last couple of years, and this opportunity kind of came in, and they keep me going, and, it, you know, I'm having fun again, you know.
Well, I think so often we get caught up in overthinking everything, and we forget why we got into this to begin with, and that is to have fun. So I think it's great that you're getting that spirit again. And getting out there, turning some laps, and with a quality piece of equipment. The car looks great, you know, so I hope you're able to get out there tonight and do some good. If they want to find you on social media, is there anywhere that they can find you at?
Yeah, it's Mark Anderson Racing on Facebook.
All right, man. Well, we'll get out of your hair. Hot laps seem to be starting, so hope you have a great night, man.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
Day 3 in the books. Absolutely bananas feature race, the 10,000 to win. It's just super cool to get to see these huge races because the level of competition is just so high, and the product that these guys put out is beyond reproach. You can't ask for a better racing program or show than what they're able to get out of these AMS cars during these series. Mike Harrison just fearless slinging that car around the track. And, you know, it's just incredible to watch that man drive. I believe they said he lapped up to the fourth position during this race. And I am blown away watching him run that car. You know, and that doesn't take away from all the hard work and everything that the other drivers are putting in, you know, where they are doing everything that they can to catch up with him. You know, they are, you know, struggling and making these cars the best that they can, trying to figure out what the best gear to run and how to set up the springs and just to get everything running the way that they want it to, so that way they can be as competitive as possible. And it's just incredible to watch all the hard work that these guys put in hour after hour here, making sure that these cars run right. It's a hard sport. It's demanding on your body. You're bending and squatting and working in the dark and everything. So it's just something that if you've never done it, and this was my first time doing something, you know, as big as this, I highly recommend that you get out and give this a try. So you can see firsthand that it's hard work. It is damn hard work. And, you know, these guys should be commended for everything that they put into this sport. And to call them anything other than an athlete would be a disservice to everything that they do in this, because they train and they work and they prepare just as hard as a baseball player or a football player. And it's just so competitive, and it brings out such a good show when these guys get out there and put everything that they have into this product. So we want to thank the drivers for making the series great, and not just this series, but everything and every opportunity that these racers get to do. So get out there and support them. You know, take your family, take a friend, take a neighbor, support your local racing. You know, pick a favorite driver, support them, pick a couple favorite drivers, and just help keep this sport alive and running as best as we possibly can. So without further ado, I'm going to thank sponsors, and that's Lori Kimball with Home Realty Incorporated, High Octane Racewear and Apparel, and Willie's Carbon Dyno Shop. We will be back tomorrow for the last day of this series, and it closes out at Fayette County Speedway over in Brownstown. And it's been a hell of a time so far, just learning and working and doing everything we can to be part of this. So until we see you tomorrow, I'm Wes Llewellyn for the BentFitter Podcast, and we'll talk to you soon.
You've been listening to the best up-and-coming motorsports podcast on the internet. Tune in next week to see who we're trading paint with on the Bent Fender Podcast.